From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama praised a historic 24-hour period in U.S.-Iran relations Sunday, commending strong American diplomacy after implementation of a landmark nuclear deal and a prisoner swap that led to the release of five Americans held by Iran. Both countries announced a prisoner swap Saturday, leading to the release of the Americans in exchange for clemency for seven Iranians charged or convicted for violating U.S. trade sanctions against Iran. Shortly after, Washington confirmed billions of dollars in international sanctions on Iran would be lifted after it met its obligations under July 2015 nuclear accord. Mr. Obama also acknowledged the U.S. Treasury Department announced Sunday to impose new sanctions on five individuals and several companies for ties to Tehran's ballistic missile program. President Obama said the nuclear deal was never intended to resolve all of our differences with Iran.
We still have sanctions on Iran for its violations of human rights, for its support of terrorism, and for its ballistic missile program, and we will continue to enforce these sanctions vigorously.
In a speech earlier Sunday, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, said the Islamic Republic has entered a new chapter in its history while praising the end of international sanctions. A plane carrying several Americans freed by Iran, as we spoke of earlier, as part of that prisoner swap, has taken off from Tehran. Among those en route to Switzerland are Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, former U.S. Marine Amir Mirzai Hekmati, and Christian pastor Saeed Abdani. The men will then head to a U.S. military hospital in Germany for medical treatment. The release of the four Americans was announced Saturday, hours before Iranian and Western diplomats made the announcement. VOA News. The Somali Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab says it captured some Kenyan soldiers during last week's attack on an African Union peacekeeping base in southwestern Somalia. Somali troops and Kenyan soldiers with the AU force AMISOM are deployed at the isolated base. Also Sunday, four wounded Kenyan soldiers were airlifted home, but Kenyan officials gave no death toll. The Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, confirmed Friday that some soldiers had been killed in that attack, which involved suicide car bombs and gunmen. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device Sunday morning in Jalalabad at the residential compound of Abdullah Shinwari. He's a prominent member of Nangarhar's provincial council. Shinwari escaped unharmed. Israel's prime minister has condemned the lifting of crippling international sanctions on Iran following the UN Nuclear Agency's certification that Tehran is curbing its nuclear program. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that despite the agreement with the world powers, Iran has not given up its quest for nuclear weapons. Netanyahu told his cabinet, lifting sanctions will provide Iran with more resources to undermine stability in the Middle East and spread terrorism around the world. He called on the international community to closely monitor Iran's nuclear facilities and reimpose sanctions if there are any violations. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A monitoring group says at least 400 civilians have been kidnapped by Islamic State militants during an attack Saturday in the Syrian city of Deir al-Zour. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women, children, and family members of programmer and fighters were among those captured after IS forces seized a suburb. A man was left brain dead after taking part in a drug trial for an experimental painkiller based on a compound similar to cannabis died in France Sunday. According to Rennes University Hospital in a statement, French health authorities have said three of those still hospitalized face possible brain damage, and an investigation is underway into what the French health minister called an accident of exceptional gravity. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.